Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This is something that we need to talk about. Ohio makes it easy for teachers to carry guns at school. A new law requiring educators and other school staff members who want to carry a weapon to undergo no more than 24 hours of training, compared with the 700 hours previously. Well, in cases like this, we turn to Gideon Joubert. He's founder and editor of Paratus and board member of the Gun Owners of South Africa. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and listeners. And it's always good to have a chat to you. And it's a very interesting topic this morning.
It really is. First of all, is it ever necessary for teachers to carry guns? And how do we manage this?
So the answer to that question is frustratingly yes and no. So,
all right, yeah. Welcome to a Jewish radio station. On the one hand, yeah, and then on the other. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to assume anyone is familiar with the work of Dr. Joshua Sinai. He's not a medical doctor; it's a PhD doctor, and he's done an extensive amount of research and policy writing pertaining not school shooting, but actual active shooter prevention frameworks, and he did that in conjunction with the FBI, the National Security Agency, and all the other, we call them the alphabet soup agencies in the United States, because they all have like three-letter abbreviations. And they came up with a whole framework pertaining to that, that's predominantly focused on preventing active shooter incidents, and then should they happen, how to manage them going forward. And the reason why there's such a heavy focus on prevention is the only real way of mitigating harm is to intercept or do something about the event before it happens. And there's a lot that can be done pertaining not just to actual physical security measures and hardening of targets like schools, but also the keen observation of people who are in those areas, picking up that something's off and then reporting it so that something can be done about it. However, at the very end, in his seventh phase of active shooter incidents, there is an element for what do you do if you cannot get people, innocent people, out of harm's way. And the last resort in his framework is to resist with force, and preferably with lethal force if possible. So if it's viewed from the point of view that the solution to school shootings isn't to arm teachers, but rather view it as it is but a single element in a much more sophisticated framework, then it does make a lot more sense. 24 hours of training, I presume that isn't one day. I presume it's
yeah, I'm sure it's over a period, yeah.
I'd assume it's 2 or 3 hours of training after hours for 1 or 2 weeks, which is actually more than we give people in South Africa. So it's not a phenomenal standard, but it is good enough to get somebody 3/4 of the way very proficient, especially if it's done in a way that that is well structured. And I'm not going to make assumptions pertaining how Americans do it, but they seem to take these things seriously when they mandate it in these ways. But again, I'm not 100% appraised exactly what's happening here.
You know, after all of these incidents, obviously it's very important to look back and say, well, how could it be prevented? But the reality is that the different circumstances, there might be commonality, but there's also a lot that that differentiates them. In this particular case, we definitely saw a lack of action by the police forces and law enforcement, which is part of a problem. Had one of the teachers or some of the teachers been armed, this potentially could have altered the outcome in this particular case.
It could have, because ironically, in the same week as the Uvalde school shooting, there was another case where a gentleman, I referred to him as a gentleman, he was actually a criminal, arrived at a social function, a party or something, with a rifle, and was in the process of starting shooting at people. And a woman who was attending the function with her concealed handgun on her shot him and stopped him. And he didn't manage to succeed in killing or wounding anybody at that party. So she stopped an active shooter like in its tracks as it was actually happening. So it is demonstrably factually correct that when you reach that last resort phase of these incidents, an armed and proficient bystander with the right attitude can make a difference. I think what's important to add, though, is the caveat that this is not something that everyone wants to embrace, and I don't think everyone should embrace it. If it's not in your mindset as an educator or a teacher or even as an ordinary citizen to carry a gun defensively, and you're not going to take the time to be proficient with it, then rather don't do it, because it is a responsibility and it is something that you have to take very, very seriously if you choose to.
Yeah, and also, of course, the teachers, their emotional and mental well-being. You know, we had a situation here in South Africa some weeks ago where a teacher was brandishing a weapon, and that was very scary.
Yeah, I recall that incident, and I mean, the things that happen in our public schools that I think we're not even aware of at most times is the ones that do manage to get out into the media. It does paint a very horrendous picture of our own school system. Yeah, I don't quite know how to make a direct comparison, but it's
it is and it isn't. And my concern is that we've all been through school and we've all had teachers who were complete lunatics. Some of them
that's a fact.
I would worry if they were armed.
So the way that this program seems to be structured, I need to check up on what the latest legislative changes in Ohio are, because there's been a lot across all 50 U.S. states, and I haven't kept track of all of them. But in the ones where they still require permits for concealed carry, there is a sort of legal vetting process that people go through. But it definitely is something, in the sense that I think as a teacher, if you are taking this seriously and if you are very concerned about the safety of yourself and your students in these events, it comes as a very welcome thing. I think for people who don't see it as a solution, they're going to, you know, not be very happy about it. But I do think if it is viewed as part of an overall framework, it certainly has its place, definitely.
Absolutely right. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019. That was Gideon Joubert. He's the founder and editor of Apparatus and a board member of Gun Owners South Africa. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.